96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. Your questions or comments, toll free at 855-288-4876. Now, Insight.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher.
Severe thunderstorms produce damaging winds, large hail, deadly lightning, and very heavy rain. For your protection, move to an interior room on the lowest floor of your home or business. Heavy rains flood roads quickly. So
you've heard that warning before, interrupting your radio or TV broadcast. So what happens when your home, car, or other possessions are damaged or even lost because of severe weather? Will your insurance cover you? Do you have the right kind of insurance policy? And what you don't know could hurt you and cost you a lot of money. Well, joining me to talk about this is Joy Hatchett. She is Associate Commissioner for Consumer Education and Advocacy for the Maryland Insurance Administration. If you have any questions about your insurance policy, whether it's your home, renter's insurance, car insurance, give us a call. She knows a lot about insurance policies, how they work and how they don't work. Lines are open, 202-319-7810. That's 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876. That's 855-288-4876. Commissioner, thank you so much for joining us again. I really appreciate you spending some time with us.
Thank you for having me.
Okay. Just explain, if you can, the basics of what you do and what your office does, because a lot of people honestly haven't heard about you.
Well, first of all, I want people to understand that we're a state agency. We are part of the state government, and we're the ones that make sure that the insurance companies and the insurance agents comply with all of Maryland laws. And what we try to do for consumers is we try to help them understand what their policies mean, what they cover, what they don't cover, and then we try to give them tips on how to save money on their policies. And then if they ever have a dispute or a disagreement with their insurance company, we're the state agency they can come to, and we can try to help them and make sure that the insurance companies are upholding their end of the contract.
Okay, well, we appreciate that. And I want to tell our listeners, we're going to take as many phone calls as we can this evening because, obviously, we've had some rough weather during the course of this summer, and we're going to get some more tonight, and I'm sure certainly before the end of the summer. So now is the time to make sure that you get your questions answered, even after 7:30 when we switch over to SiriusXM. So let's talk about just some of the basics right now. If you own a home, for example, and say we just get a lot of rain, as we are expected to get tonight, and you get a leak in the roof, isn't that really basic? Don't all homeowners' policies cover leaky roofs?
Well, it's going to depend. If you have a roof that, let's say it's 50 or 60 years old, and you've never done anything to repair it, then that's not necessarily caused by the rain. That may be because you haven't maintained your roof. So while, yes, it's true that rain coming from the sky that comes through the roof is generally covered, you have to have maintained your home and done things over the course of the life of the roof to make sure that your home is appropriately intact so that it will be covered.
So how much time are we talking about here when it comes to maintenance on the roof? Does it have to be maintained, what, every 5 years, 10 years, 15 years?
And it really depends on the quality of the roof. And what I tell people, think of your home just like you think of your car. You have to keep that car maintained. You have to get regular oil changes. You have to check the brakes. So just do those types of checks. You won't necessarily need a roof after 15 or so years, but make sure that you check to see if you do.
Okay. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810, outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876, 855-288-4876. We're talking about insurance in the event of an emergency, whether it's a weather emergency or something else. We are, of course, talking with Joy Hatchett. She is Associate Commissioner for Consumer Education and Advocacy for the Maryland Insurance Administration. However, I'm sure that she can at least give you some pointers if you live outside of Maryland. So please don't be afraid to at least ask a question. Yvonne, I'm sorry. I pushed the wrong button. Jackie, calling from Waldorf. Go ahead, Jackie.
Yes, I wanted to find out how mold is covered. Is that one of the basics that's normally covered in homeowners' insurance?
It's really going to depend on your particular policy. Some companies cover it and some companies don't. And then there's some companies that have, even if they cover it, they have a limited amount that they cover. So the best way for you to figure out whether it's covered is first take a look at your policy. And that may seem an undaunting because the policies are so long. So if you can't find it in the policy, give your agent and or your company a call and ask them specifically, is mold covered? And if someone tells you it's covered, this is what I always tell people. Ask them to tell you what page in the policy is it listed on so that you can see it for yourself.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you so much. I appreciate that.
Jackie, thank you so much for your phone call. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876. 855-288-4876. Yvonne, calling from Bowie. Thanks for hanging on. What's on your mind?
Ms. Official?
Yes. Go right ahead.
Hi. I have one question.
Go ahead.
I have one question. Thank you, Mr. Fisher. I love your show.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that. Go right ahead.
Is there a website for Honda when you were saying about the Honda big have to pay a lot of money out to African Americans?
I see. You know, that's a really good question. Even though we're not talking about that tonight, I would. You know what I'm going to do? After the program, I'm going to try to look that up. I would suggest, however, if you can't wait until after the program, go ahead and Google Honda settlement and see what comes up, because that is a very, very interesting story as it relates to Honda paying this penalty for not treating minorities fairly. But I would suggest that, and I'll also look that up for you and try to post that on our website under the Daily Drum. But thank you so much for listening. Let me go to a break. When we come back, more of your insurance questions. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876. 855-288-4876. Hey, hail, flooding. What about earthquakes? We're talking about it all. We'll be back in a moment. Welcome back to The Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. We're talking about your insurance. We're talking about bad weather and emergencies. When they strike your home, your car, or your valuable possessions, are you covered? My guest is Joy Hatchett. She is the Associate Commissioner for Consumer Education and Advocacy for the Maryland Insurance Administration. Lines are open at 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876. That's 855-288-4876. Let's go back to the phone lines. Let's talk to Adana calling from Virginia. Adana, thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Hi. Actually, I have my husband here with me, too.
Good. Go ahead.
The thing is, I've been living at my home for about 6 years, and I had insurance with a certain company. I don't know if I can say it on the radio.
Well, that's all right. Go ahead with the problem.
The problem is I had smoke damage about a year ago on Father's Day, actually. And they came, they covered everything, they fixed everything up. Today, I got a letter in the mail saying that I would be dropped because of something that only happened once. I only had one claim ever, and I'm going to be dropped because of that. Is that something that they can do? Or...
And I apologize that I'm not that familiar with Virginia law, so I'm going to only speak in very general terms. But insurance companies have something called underwriting guidelines. And basically, their underwriting guidelines are their quote-unquote rules for when they will or will not accept a loss. And basically, just like with any type of insurance, it's a risk. And so your insurance company, it sounds like to me, it has determined that the risk that you and the smoke damage have is a risk that they don't want to undertake. But it has to be in compliance with their underwriting guidelines. And the way that you can find out if what they're doing is appropriate is contact the insurance commissioner's office in Virginia. Just like in Maryland, Virginia has an insurance commissioner. Write them a letter and explain to them what happened. And they will investigate it to see if what the company is doing is in compliance with their underwriting guidelines. And you need to do that promptly, because if they drop you, then it's going to become more difficult for you to find coverage with another company. So I would recommend, if you have the time tonight, to write the letter and put it in the mail or email it if Virginia allows you to do that first thing.
Okay. And one other thing before I move to another phone call. Commissioner, where can people find out information about the Consumer Education Advocacy Center under the Maryland Insurance Administration?
There are a couple of ways. We've got a website that's a really good website with lots of information on it, and that website is insurance.maryland.gov.
Okay.
Once again, insurance.maryland.gov, or they can give us a call, 800-492-6116. Once again, that number is 800-492-6116.
Okay, thank you so much. I need to take another break, but if you're on the line, please do not hang up. You will be able to hear the program, and we're still taking calls as we answer questions about your insurance policies. We're going to talk about hail. We're going to talk about if a tree falls in your yard. Not only do you hear it, but who has to pay for it? If it's your tree, if it's your neighbor's tree, how is that handled? And how does your insurance company see it? Don't go away. The Daily Drum will continue on Sirius XM Channel 141. Jeff Brown is next with the original Quiet Storm on 96.3 WHUR. This conversation continues on Sirius XM Channel 141 in just a few seconds.